Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and welcome to another short broadcast of a few minutes a day with Brother Moses Henry Jones. And as promised, I'm in studio to read you that second half of the open letter that I send to Jensen Franklin's Free Chapel church members. He has numerous campuses, and my purpose for writing this open letter is to make an appeal to them. Not to attack me, but to read this trilogy with an open mind. Now, before I get into the second portion of this open letter, let me just play a clip of Jensen Franklin. And by the way, if you haven't ordered the book, Spirit of Python Dunce, you need to go to the website. It's simple. Just www.dailymannany.com. Go to www.dailymannany.com, and you can pick up your copy for a donation. All proceeds are going to support educational missions. Now, if you order the book, we will send it out to you promptly, immediately, and trust me when I tell you, you're going to be blessed, your eyes are going to be open, you're going to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, here's a little portion of Jensen Franklin promoting his book in an infomercial that he did with his co-partners in this deal, in this venture, Charisma House Book Group. Here's Jensen Franklin promoting his book, The Spirit of Python.
So, you know, it's a great book, I feel like, that will help people see the real battle that's taking place for our families, for our children, in our marriages. You know, we need to be aware. The Bible said, don't be ignorant of the devil's devices and what he's doing. And so this is a book, really, that's kind of saying something different than a lot of the books that we're that are being put out now. You know, it's almost like the devil has disappeared and nobody's talking about demons and nobody's talking about what the scripture teaches about demon possession and so on. And so we're exposing the devil in this book. But it's not just about the devil. It's about the Holy Spirit, the breath. Python wants to take the breath, but God said in the last days he was going to send the breath of God, the Holy Spirit, to the church in a greater fashion than we've ever seen.
And that's it. Well, I contend that Mr. Franklin knows nothing about the Holy Spirit, because in his book, when he talks about the Holy Spirit, he makes no biblical, no theological sense whatsoever. And when he talks about the devil, he even makes less sense. His whole book, his whole premise, that the Holy Spirit is allowing Satan to come and squeeze him out of people and out of churches is just asinine. Just asinine. So, let me pick up where we left off yesterday. This open letter to Jensen Franklin's church members is made up of 6 paragraphs. I've already read 3. Here are the remaining 3. And it reads, I, for one, want you to know the truth about the spirit of Python. For this reason, I have invited your pastor to participate in a series of public debates. I have even agreed to give him home field advantage throughout. I'm not looking to get paid. I don't need money. Mr. Franklin can keep all the proceeds from the 18 debates, the CD and DVD sales, and the record offerings that will be generated from these meetings. What I need, what the church world needs, and what you, the members of the Free Chapel churches, need is for Pastor Franklin to man up like Gary Cooper in High Noon. Debating at your church will ensure that the first group of people Jensen Franklin deceived, the members of the Free Chapel churches, will be the first group of people to come to the knowledge of the truth. Every Free Chapel church member attending these debates will see the stack of scholarly reference books I will have on hand, tomes that will prove that I stand on solid ground. I can assure you that your pastor will not be able to produce one book that will help support his teaching. That in and of itself will be very telling. Because of this embarrassing disparity, the likelihood of us debating will be nil. For a picture is worth 1,000 words, and that picture alone will make him look very bad. That's end of paragraph 1. I am about to start paragraph 2. I've been in the Pentecostal church since the mid-60s, since I was a little boy. I know what's bound to happen. I know what's coming. I know that I will be vilified and called names. Many will stand up claiming to be in the Spirit and prophesy my doom. Many others will join in intercessory prayer to bind me in the Spirit. Others will send me emails quoting such predictable scriptures as Psalms 105:15 and 1 Samuel chapters 24 and 26. And many more will decree and declare my demise and defeat. All this by church folk who claim to love the Lord Jesus and love truth, but by their actions testify to the contrary, that they love Jensen Franklin and his erroneous teachings far more. However, these tongue-speaking, foaming-at-the-mouth hotheads will not impede the publication and mass distribution of this eye-opening trilogy despite their silly theatrics. These misguided souls can act as nutty as Baal's prophets on Mount Carmel, but in the end, God will reveal which man, Jensen Franklin or Moses Henry Jones, is teaching truth. 1 Kings 18, verses 19 through 39. And there ends paragraph number 2. And let me read paragraph 3, which is very short. It says, I challenge each member of the Free Chapel churches to read this trilogy with an open Bible and an open mind and an open heart. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to lead you and guide you to all truth, John 16:13. You owe it to yourselves to know the truth and demand answers from the man who deceived the world and profited handsomely from it when he peddled his spirit of Python mumbo-jumbo. Yours sincerely, Moses Henry Jones, S.S., Sinner Saved. Well, my brothers and sisters, that is in its entirety the open letter to Jensen Franklin's church members. And I mean everything I say there. I mean it from the heart. I know what's bound to happen. I know they're going to run to their pastor's side, and they're going to be there trying to support their pastor and, you know, encouraging their pastor. And don't worry, pastor, we're standing with you. This man is sent of the devil. And I am not sent of the devil. I am sent by the Lord. And I am so sent by the Lord that I want to debate this man publicly. I want to show him and his church members and the rest of Christendom the error of his ways when it comes to his teaching on the spirit of Python. There is nothing so stupid, think about it, that Satan can actually act like a python and go to your church and go to my church and wrap himself spiritually in the spirit realm around your church and my church and squeeze so much so as to squeeze the Holy Spirit out. Have you ever heard of anything so stupid? It's just stupid. So, my brothers and sisters, that does it for part 2 of the open letter. Tomorrow I'll be in studio to read you the introduction or the preface. My brothers and sisters, don't forget to order your copy of the book Spirit of Python Dunce. You can do so by going to our website, www.dailymannerny.com. Order your copy. In fact, order a few copies. I'm sure there's a few people out there that you know of who are caught up in this false doctrine. God bless you, saints. Love you much in Jesus' name.